Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Never had a margarita.
You haven't?
What the hell? Do you like mangoes?
Yeah, that's a
surprise. Do you like strawberries?
No.
Do you like lemon
not
lime?
Really?
All mixed together, I'd probably like it.
Yeah, I think you would. Mm-hmm. It's like a. I found out
yesterday I'm allergic to strawberries.
You are?
Yeah.
I just found that out yesterday?
Yeah. Well, I've never eaten them.
Wow.
Other than like the flavor. But I had done an allergy test.
I thought we fed you strawberries that one.
Well, it doesn't
time.
Mean my throat's going to close up. I found out. So Kayla had done this. I'm Freebear, one of the hosts, and I found out I'm allergic to a lot of things yesterday. So actually a while ago, but I went, whatever. Threw it over my shoulder. So we did one of those hair tests where you send it in and they send you back results. And when we got it, it said.
That's a thing?
Yeah,
a hair
you
test?
Pluck out? You clip off a piece of your hair and send it in and they test it.
Really?
And
they tell
so
you
when
what
we got
you're
it
allergic
back,
to?
Wow, science is wild.
Yeah. When we got it back, it kind of felt like, oh, I think this was a little too inexpensive. And we probably should have just gone to an allergist.
Kind of like when you do
where they poke you with
all
the different
things. When you do a dog DNA test and
kind of, that's
how dog's a mastodon.
Like, well, this might be true. Yeah. But then my wife's had this rash lately and she had seen our doctor and she said, yeah, we had this allergy test. And he said, well, actually, those are usually pretty accurate. They're not as accurate as the poke test.
Oh, the poke tests suck.
But
because they do a
they do like 28
of,
shots. Right? Yeah.
I learned that I'm allergic to tomatoes, strawberries. Virtually everything that's in diet soda. I'm allergic to aluminum, aspartame, like 100% allergic to aspartame.
Wait, do you put deodorant on every day? That's got aluminum in it.
That's another great point. Hadn't thought of. Yeah.
And
I perspirant usually has aluminum.
Yeah, exactly.
Deodorant generally. Well, at that's least, what I'm I, yeah, of. I don't think it does.
Yeah, I love the antiperspirant. I jam that aluminum right in there like 4 or 5 times. Like put it in a headlock.
Yeah, yeah.
Go,
yeah,
if
you're using antiperspirants, yeah. Probably.
And then I learned I'm 100% amongst other, I'm allergic to onions, mushrooms. I'm like, great. I hate those.
It's all
so
stuff
now
you, so yeah. It's all stuff you say, already have a natural yeah. aversion to.
Yeah. I was like, I knew I didn't like those. That's not why at all. And then I learned, so when I would go, there's two places. I used to go to Long John Silver's. I haven't been there in a long time. And they have the fried cod.
I've been there
a
week.
Another place that I used to like to go that I still go and get other stuff from that we all go to and like. Fast food place, staple in the Midwest, that they have on their menu, you can get North Atlantic cod. And every time I would get it, I would love it and then be like, oh, God, I feel terrible. I am 100% allergic to cod. I always just thought it was because those places that make it are real greasy.
Well, it's
it turns
fried,
out,
yeah.
I yeah. well, that could also be a factor. But I think the reason I feel like garbage for 4 or 5 hours after might be the that
oh,
so
man.
Yeah, I guess if you get those tests you can go ahead and like look at them.
Well, that's the yeah. diet that yeah. I deal you or that Steve and I did here mm-hmm. in town. It taught me a lot without having to actually do the allergy test. I did the panel one to figure out like pollen and mold mm-hmm. and things like that. I'm telling you, it sucked. And but that diet taught me what foods go right through me.
Yeah.
And they were like, have you ever been tested for IBS? They're like, you're showing real early signs. And they're like, well, if lettuce comes out looking like lettuce, that's not good.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Oh. Yeah, no.
I was also 98% allergic to gluten.
Oh, well, yeah, fried cod.
Like, oh, yeah, everything about
double
it.
Allergy
oh, my
bomb
God.
For your belly
well,
and
gluten, you're like a bread fiend.
I'm nothing but gluten.
Wait,
you're
wait!
Start
how long
those
ago?
Gluten-free bagels with me.
How long ago did you find out that you're allergic to gluten?
You mean when I listened to it, or when they actually sent me the results? Yeah, yeah.
When you got the results?
Oh, that would have been like maybe 2 years ago.
Okay, but so that didn't stop you from having all the bagels, like including like 2 days ago.
How many bagels do you think you've had in the last 30 days?
Five.
Five?
Yeah.
Really?
Probably.
God, I feel like we've gotten bagels at least 5 times in the
at
last
least.
That's when I've had them. And then I take the leftovers home. So 10.
And then have more.
Yeah. Yeah. Or here the next day.
Yeah, 10. I'm back up to 10.
Yeah. And that's just bagels.
But just because I'm 100% allergic to it doesn't mean that it doesn't eat. It's not like my throat closes up.
I hear you, man. I'm right there. And that's going to give me a bellyache. That's fine. I'll just prep for it. We're going to go get Mexican food on Monday. I know I'm going to have some cheese dip and some chips. I'm going to have to prep for that. I'll probably get something with sausage in it. Man, I'm going to be hurting after
really
plan.
Have to prep for, how do you prep for that? Just like wear special underpants?
No, it's just mental preparation for when that stomach cramp hits. You don't trust that fart. You go immediately to the bathroom.
Yeah, okay.
It was like, because again, when we got it, it was take it out. It's like five pages. You look at it and it's like lots of scientific data and everything else. And so we perused it. And then somebody said, I bet those aren't accurate. And we said, yeah, probably. And neither of us paid attention to that. And then so that we started looking back through the kids' ones and ours, and we're like, oh, boy.
So you wondered if you had allergies, sent it in, got the results, and went, it's probably not right.
It was a bit of a lark.
Let's ignore it.
It was a bit of a lark.
So you did all the hard part.
It wasn't hard. Like, my wife cut off a piece of hair and mailed it. I didn't do anything.
You did all the work.
Paid for it. I literally stood still. That was what I did. Stand still. Clip. Okay, I'm sending in your hair. Sounds great.
I didn't even know the kid. Well, now I'm curious. I don't think I have allergies to things, but I'm curious.
I mean, now they have your DNA.
Yeah.
She might have been getting a clone of me. I didn't care. I'm like, I trust you. Oh. Do your thing.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness. Award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.